If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Now, explain to me, you guys, again, what the name that you came up with last week is and what the thought process is behind it.
Well, it wasn't us. It was a listener, or a couple listeners, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it was, oh, now it's more important. Now you like it.
No, I don't like
it. No, that's me.
No. But it's called Put a Dent in the News.
Yeah. Because I'm the only person that doesn't contribute a story to this.
You're the host, though.
I know, I kind of moderate, and you know that radio stations hate when you put your name on anything, because they're like, when we bounce you, then what are we going to do with the bit?
The bit's not going to last that long.
Probably not. But we like it. Somebody just sent in a text message, because every day we let somebody name it, and I have to say it barely, very, very slowly. They wrote it as one word, news hit show. Which, if you put it all together, kind of made me giggle a little.
Yeah?
You're reading it? Yeah.
What? News hit what?
No, Mary, don't try.
Oh, okay.
News hit show. Yes.
Hello. Okay.
Yeah. Getting it now.
Bing.
Weirdly enough, strange but true, newsroom mic drop, or hidden headlines. Those aren't bad ones either. But Steve goes first today. What do you have?
Well, have you ever, they got a couple of them here, but have you ever been in a movie theater with rats?
Oh, man.
Not that I know of.
No? Mary, no?
I hope not.
Kev?
Of course.
Yeah, all the time.
Didn't we just talk about rats last week?
So I don't know why this is news, actually, but it's out of Pullman, Washington. That's the Apple story. This is out of Massachusetts. A movie theater in Massachusetts is temporarily closed because of a rodent issue. The theater about 40 miles north of Boston was closed this past weekend after rodents were spotted by a person watching a movie. I went to see The Prince of Tides. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
And it was an old movie theater right on Lincoln Avenue. It's not used as a movie theater anymore. And we're sitting, there were almost no one there. It was a weeknight when, you know, there's like six people in the theater. The movie's going on, and we can start to hear rats underneath our chairs.
Oh, yeah.
That's never happened to anyone here. And so then they would get, like, their noses in the popcorn bowl, in the popcorn, like, bucket, and they're pushing them down the aisle. We can see them.
Wow.
Yeah, it was hard to focus on the movie, but Nick Nolte was good. He deserved an Oscar that year.
And you mean you stayed?
Well, we thought we were going to stay, but then after about 25 minutes of... You know, I mean, they were literally, we could hear, because there were so few people in there, they weren't intimidated, and we could hear them all over the place.
And you don't want to get bit.
No, so we were watching with our feet up on the row ahead of us, because we didn't want to have our feet on the floor.
You didn't want to walk out, because you'd step on one.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, it did end up getting our money back. But, I mean, I just think a big old building like that with a bunch of food on the floor, that's just kind of the way it goes.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I know what theater Steve is talking about. Well, you just said what theater it was, right?
No, I didn't. I sort of said it, but not. No, I did
still,
not.
Still it's, open?
Not as a movie theater.
Oh.
And I told the story once many years ago, and the management reached out to me, and it really wasn't fair for me to name it, because it had changed, and it's not the same as it was.
You were the reason for the downfall of this theater?
No, but they sued me. I paid them like, no, they didn't sue me.
Clean up the garbage, and then you won't have a rat movie theater.
Well, you know, people, younger people, is like Kevin, probably don't remember that we used to just dump, we used to leave our litter on the floor.
You really did. You just got up and left
There were no garbage cans when you walked out.
It's terrible.
With mints?
With mints. That's just the way it was, Kev.
What's your story, Mayor?
Okay, so one of my, I was going to do the Bachelor story, but we all know that was taken. So one of my childhood heartthrobs has passed. Remember this?
Who could forget?
What
you
is
won't
it?
Remember,
oh,
Kevin.
Yeah.
Listen. Hear it. Play it louder.
Link.
Oh,
Julie.
Yeah.
And
oh, I loved him.
Mod Michael?
Squad?
Was he Michael? Yeah.
Michael Cole. Yeah, that's the Mod Squad. From the Mod Squad. So, yeah, so there was only, like, He was the last one left, I believe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's not me, by the way.
That was me, sorry. Peggy Lipton passed away. Remember, she was married to Quincy Jones. She died in 2019. And then Clarence Williams III, he died a couple years ago.
So, Kevin, this was like late 60s, early 70s.
Uh-huh.
The Mod Squad, they were coppers. So you had Link was a black man with a big fro.
Oh, big fro, yeah.
And then Julie Lipton was
beautiful blonde.
Beautiful blonde. And she was a very progressive because she was the female copper.
Wow.
And then Michael Cole was just the guy that people like Mary would watch for.
Oh, he was cute. Never smiled, but he was really cute.
He was fighting crime.
You know he was born in Madison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know
There's a little tidbit for you.
Mm-hmm. You know who was born in Kenosha?
Who?
Well, a lot of people, but Mark Ruffalo.
Really? Oh, no, I love Mark Ruffalo.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but I think so.
And they kind of look the same. I mean, when I just looked up Michael Cole's picture, I was like, I don't really remember him so much.
You don't remember him? Oh.
I remember Clarence Williams III more.
Oh, well,
he's the guy who played Link.
Well, he was also in General Hospital, Michael Cole, and then he was, of course, in the Love Boat many times, but it wasn't everybody. Yeah.
He was in Love Boat? Yeah. So Ruffalo was born in Kenosha.
Okay. It's not about him.
Well, I would have corrected if I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
They look alike.
Not really.
A couple decades apart. What's your story, Kevin?
Well, I know you guys are all having fun, poking fun at Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson. I know Mary and Lisa are poking
fun. Why are you on his side so much?
I'm not on his side. It's just, I don't think we should be making fun of her when she went through a traumatic experience over the weekend.
Oh,
what was it?
You guys didn't see this?
Uh-oh. No. Is it TikTok related?
She sliced her finger on a broken bottle that was dropped off by a food delivery service. She took to social media to explain that she cut her finger. A driver left a broken glass bottle on her porch in the dark. She sliced her middle finger open on the bottle, in which resulted in needing stitches. I'm reading the post.
Was it an energy drink for the elderly?
I believe it was some tonic water.
Oh.
And, it was some Metamucil.
Steve, you could be friends with her after you sliced off your fingers, too.
Oh, that's true.
I know. Lisa, you were gone, but I had
I saw the picture on Facebook. Don't ever use a mandolin.
No. Do you want one?
No.
I'm never using it again.
I refuse to use those things.
I still have, discs missing from my fingertips.
Well, okay, Bill Belichick's girlfriend is recovering from a sliced middle finger, Steve, okay?
And she actually got stitches, Steve.
And she got stitches, Steve.
Are you in stitches?
Did you not go to the hospital and get stitches?
No, he just posted
this
it.
Guy to go to the hospital.
He was bleeding to death, and he just,
I couldn't stop bleeding.
He called Sharon.
I couldn't stop bleeding, Ed, but I had to go to the
Oh, you went to the produce section, Lisa.
I did not go to the produce section, but I had to wear a glove on one hand to go to the grocery store.
Full of Michael Jackson.
What were you slicing?
Potatoes. I was making potatoes au gratin, and I wanted them to be perfect.
Oh, with the Gruyere. That's
just because he knew his Irish friends wanted more potatoes.
More potatoes. I had to have spuds for the Irish.
Well, if you see Bill Belichick's girlfriend wearing a glove on her hand, now you know why.
What, is she
and I think
okay?
more people paid attention to her post than your post.
Probably.
With your Band-Aids.
I hope she has a good doctor in North Carolina.
She likes the attention, and boy, dating Bill Belichick and being 24 certainly puts you up into the viral category.
There's a lot more that comes with that attention, though.
More than I want to see.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I just can't stop. I'm gonna try and not be judgmental, okay?
Someone texted that I told that rat story in the theater last week. I did not today.
No, somebody was talking about running over rats in the streets.
Oh, yeah.
I think that movie theater rat story did come up, though, recently.
Did it?
I think so.
I'll tell it again next week.
He has your news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.